Hachette Audio presents A Promise of Forever, written by Marilyn Papano, read by Loretta Rollins.
For everyone who serves, whether in uniform or not, who sacrifices years of your life or hours of your time, who fights in a hostile land or keeps the home fires burning. For everyone who feels that rush of pride upon seeing our flag, that rush of gratitude upon seeing a member of our armed forces, and that rush of sorrow upon hearing of yet another American casualty. And for every one of you who prays, God bless America. Thank you. History defines strong as having great physical power, as having moral or intellectual power, as striking or superior of its kind. But with all due respect to Webster, there's strong, and then there's Army strong. U.S. Army. Courage is being afraid but going on anyhow. Dan Rather. Chapter 1. 15 minutes after retrieving her luggage from Tulsa International Airport, Avi Grant still sat in her rental car, doors locked, windows up, keys in her hand, the temperature inside climbing. Sweat broke out on her face and hands, inside her uniform and boots, and her stomach churned so wildly that a lesser woman would lean out an open door and heave her guts onto the sizzling pavement. She breathed deeply, head back and focused. She could do this. An image flashed into her mind, the colonel, her mentor. Another image, Frankie from Massachusetts, loved baseball. Another, Camarina, married with two kids. Rebecca, who'd shared her quarters and tastes in music and chocolate. Ian, organizer of soccer games with plans to be a priest. Chatham, who joined the army to escape his overbearing parents. Miller, whose wife got pregnant every time he finished a rotation. Chandra, who'd never met a man as good as her dog. The sweat rolled, picking up tears at the corners of her eyes and continuing down her cheeks. Finally, Avi swiped her sleeve across her face, then inserted the key in the ignition. She started the engine, rolled down the windows, and turned the AC to arc.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?